This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with us Bradley and Stephanie. Actually, she's to the right of me right now. And, folks, you have with you, and we have you for the next 2 hours. And
woo-hoo!
I think that is fantabulous. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We got a brand new website up, friends. You're going to love it. As a matter of fact, you are loving on it right now. You're eating it up like chocolate. Sons of Liberty Media right now, friends. Again, as you know, we put this up probably about 3.5 weeks ago, and our ratings have just went through the roof, literally. You know, they say is if you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit one. Well, we hit several of them. And we just want to thank you very much because it's designed to get you out of the ditch, to get you out of the pit. And as David prayed rightly, he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. It's a website designed to show you not only what the problems are, but to educate you as to how to get you out, as to how to deal with the problems. And as a matter of fact, I just had someone most recently call me a blanking idiot.
Oh,
and
that
was
loving.
Oh, it was. It was great because I responded and I told him, I just wanted to let you know that we greatly appreciate guys like you, and you're the reason that we do what we do. And then I said to him, as a matter of fact, I'm going to pull it up right now so I can give you the exact quote. Just to show you, I answered sincerely with insincerity. So I thought that was pretty big of me to do that. And I'm giving myself accolades, right?
Right, I'll pat yourself on the
back. Well, you know, in this
later.
Particular situation, it really was. Because, again, what he said is he said this. He said, you're a blanking idiot. I said, thank you for coming to Bradley Dean's Facebook. You're the reason we do what we do. Hopefully, sooner or later, you're going to actually study your founding documents so that you are no longer used as a useful idiot. I said, let's get to the part where we can say no longer part of. So, in other words, no longer is he a useful idiot. Now he's an educated
right.
individual.
Well, you know, in our intro, let me say
it this way, though. It was Harriet Tubman, the great abolitionist. She was a slave, and she used to, when she was freed, she actually escaped slavery. And what she did is she would go back into these populations where their slaves were. And what she did is she would go in there and get them out of slavery. And one time, an individual came up to her at one point and said, you know what? You freed thousands of slaves, haven't you? And she said, yeah, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves.
That's exactly right. You know, even in our intro, we say, you know, lunatics, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, we always get every once in a while, you know, our lunatic and our weirdo and our assorted bad guy. But that's why we're here. You know, Christ came not to the righteous. The whole have no need of a physician, as the Bible talks about. So he went to those that were lost. We're called to go to those that are lost. Even if they don't like it, they get mad at us. We don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish.
Hey, listen, just like John Wesley, the great field preacher who's famous for saying, you know, that he sets himself on fire every morning and so the world can come watch him burn. He was doing an evangelistic course, And when this individual came up to me, he said, listen, either people are going to get angry with you or they're going to get saved.
Amen.
They have an opportunity to repent. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. You know what? They made their own bed in hell. No one else did it for them.
You know, that is so true. Because even...
so much for free will.
When we pass out tracts, gospel tracts, and even our young sons will do this at 10 and 9 years old. And sometimes they'll get a little bit of their feelings hurt or, you know, they'll say, oh, Mom, they didn't take them. But you know what? The tracts, right. And I'll say, you know what? It's your job to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to hear about the Lord. You did your job. Whether or not they accept it, that's their responsibility. Your job is to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to repent of their sin before God. If they reject it, then that's between them and God. Your job is to make sure that they have the opportunity to see the truth.
Galatians 3:24.
Right.
Folks, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do remember headlines are Troubleshooters at the Heart of the Prophet. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We also have up there Texas Sheriff to ISIS. Rear your head here. And we'll send you to hell. That is the spirit of America. Headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. U.S. Air Force to atheists. Listen, recognize God in your oath or kick it. In other words, get out of here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't need you here. That's exactly how we are. We're ruled by law, friends, not by opinion. Headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we have Obama's pro-Muslim Brotherhood Homeland Security Advisor resign. He heads to Texas. Interestingly enough, over the last week, you can go ahead and download the podcast on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We actually did a whole show on that where we had a representative from Texas actually questioning and interrogating the head of Homeland Security, asking questions as to why do you have these pro-Muslim Brotherhood, why do you have them a part of the DHS? And she kept playing stupid on purpose,
yeah.
Folks. And she kept denying and stonewalling. She wouldn't answer the question.
Like she didn't know who this person was when she swore him in herself.
Yeah, and promoted him,
yep.
And so on and so forth. In other words, friends, the Obama administration is actually, they're appointing pro-Muslim Brotherhood appointees to the Department of Homeland Security. And the head of the DHS claims she didn't know this information. They also found that one of these individuals, Ella Bayari, was actually busted downloading secret documents within the DHS. So, folks, what you have here is you have the fox in the chicken coop, and you just happen to be the chickens because no longer do we have a foreign enemy. Now you have a government calling you the enemy because you don't agree with their dangerous Islamic ideologies. And basically what it comes down to, friends, is totalitarianism. In other words, again, friends, they love to pull your hair, smack your face as they perpetuate the crimes.
I wonder how that's going to work out for him. If he's on his way to Texas, I don't know how...
Well, you just heard what the sheriff said.
What a great reception he's going to find.
Rear your head here, and we're going to send you to hell.
That's right.
Okay, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Nancy Pelosi's civilization is in jeopardy if Republicans win the Senate. Folks, you need to understand that this witch, Nancy Pelosi, she is a mentally ill individual. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm not saying that to be facetious or demeaning at all. She is a sick-minded individual. She is a useful idiot, is what she is. Vladimir Lenin said that they needed useful idiots to implement communism, totalitarianism. And what they do is they start out with socialists. And that's exactly what people would say about Nancy Pelosi, that she is a socialist. Well, Vladimir Lenin said socialists are useful idiots so they can implement the dangerous totalitarian government of communism. And what else is on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, friends, is the two-party system divide and conquer. Now, you need to keep in mind, this is WWF at its very worst, friends. The left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats. I want you to listen carefully. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This is my humble apprehension. It is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. That was the second president of the United States of America. Friends, we have one Constitution, not three. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're just talking about the two-party system. We got lots to cover within the next 45 minutes. Folks, I want to let you know as well, if you'd like to jump on the phone with us, you can. We are live across the nation right now, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to give you one more title to one of the articles that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bill Cosby responds to Victoria Osteen's claim, when we worship God, we do it for ourselves. We got about 6,000 shares on this already.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
It's one of those, when you watch it and you look at it and you listen to it, your jaw is on the floor and you're like, what?
Yeah, you
are
almost
you
think
saying?
She's, you're waiting for her to correct herself, this heretic, but she doesn't correct herself.
No.
She digs the hole deeper.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, if this isn't heresy, friends, there is no such thing as heresy. The Olsteins are off the charts when it comes to heresy, friends. They really are. Let's talk about the troubleshooters, the heart of the prophet. And I think this is interesting because most people don't understand Scripture. They think that Jesus is a little pansy walking around, or let me say it this way, with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, assuring the world and reassuring the world that everything's okay, when in fact the whole purpose he came was to expose the darkness, to uncover the cloak of sin, so he could bring forth repentance, right? What is his message, and what is it still today? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me say it this way. Why would they repent if they don't know what they're to repent for? So I'm going to get to that today. And I also want people to understand that Jesus Christ is not on the cross anymore. He is the resurrected one sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. Just for reference sake, okay? And just for clarification, he's not on the cross anymore, friends. He is risen, okay? He was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. As a matter of fact, when he rose, just keep in mind how powerful that resurrection was, that the prophets of old were blown out of their graves.
That's right, and he's alive forevermore.
And they were seen, I just read this in the book of Matthew, and they were seen in the city of Jerusalem, right? In other words, friends, what he's about to do is to blow your grandma and grandpa right out of the grave. Amen? The Bible tells us that we're supposed to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, because the letter, it's a dead letter, and the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Well, Christ Jesus is alive, and he's about ready to blow your grandparents out of the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right?
Amen.
Amen, Brother Dean. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Listen carefully. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This is Jesus asking his disciples. His disciples said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, he who pointed his finger at King Herod for all the evils in which he had done, Luke 3:19. Some people say, Jesus, that you're Elijah. Well, Elijah was he who confronted the king Ahab and Jezebel, the witch, 1 Kings 18:17. And others say, Jesus, that you're Jeremiah, he who was sent to warn the king's priests as well as the people to turn back to God, Jeremiah 1:10, or one of the prophets. Isn't that interesting? Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, friends. Not as the little pansy that America has made him out to be. The little feminine pansy that just, you know, he overlooks all sins. Rather than to bring repentance for sins, friends, we have the character of Jesus Christ in this country completely backwards, and it's up on its head. Let's turn it right side up, friends. Let's go to Scripture. It's interesting to note that big corporations in America will hire out troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove obstacles that stand in the way of growth, that growth being that of their businesses. Yet in America today, both the church and the government, which merely reflect the people, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God, Deuteronomy 32:5. Hey, folks, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. So how are we to depart from lawlessness if we don't know the law, right? And once we have a knowledge of the law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, then we have an understanding as to why the Holy Ghost comes in the world to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, bringing forth a godly repentance, not a worldly repentance. Hey, friends, why should America listen to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2? Because America, in its delusion and in its imagination, feels that she's been delivered to do what she wills without the rule of God's government. Now, for those that know the history of America, we're ruled by God's government. You know, I remember one particular time, this Chad Hartman hotshot out of Minneapolis, he wanted me to get on his radio show because he wanted to spank me in front of all of his listeners. See, the problem with that was, is he doesn't realize that I live in the ring. And if I'm not in the ring, I'm no good outside the ring. So I got to be in the ring. I got to be in the fight. That's what the life is, right? If I rest, I rust. Martin Luther said that. But one particular time he said to me, he goes, hey Bradley, I'm just curious. What is your opinion? We were talking about the capital of Minnesota, and we were talking about how Moses was awaiting the divine law. There's a huge mural behind the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota. Behind their chairs was that huge, huge mural. And on the way outside of the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, in the capital in the state of Minnesota here, right? There's a sign right over the door that says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And he said, so what's your opinion? And I said, hey, listen, Chad, brother from another mother, I want you to understand something. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. First of all, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. That shut him down right there. And then the second thing I said to him is, I said, we're ruled by law, not by your opinion. So what say you, hotshot? It's amazing. There is no gainsay, friends, when your feet are upon the rock. They have nothing to say. How many times did Jesus in Scripture bring those Pharisees and those hypocrites and those scribes to the point where they could say nothing? They had to walk away because right. They ended up with both feet in their mouth.
That's right.
Yeah. They fall into the pit that they themselves have dug if you know what you're talking about. And we're not coming up with some new theology here, friends. No, we're going back to it is written. Because it is written is forever settled in heaven. It's never going to go away. The seed of the righteous is forever. We're never going to go away. And when the American people take on what the word of Christ says, rather than what we want to make it out to say, then I'll tell you what, things are going to change, but they're going to change for the better. Because then and only then will the sand, within the sand, will the line be driven. Right across. The line will be driven right across in the sand, telling the enemy, no longer are you going to violate the laws because we're here to enforce God's government against your sin. P.S. Just a side note, just so you understand. I believe it was John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. To restrain men from violating law. Well, exactly. That's the purpose of government, isn't it? It's not there to actually perpetuate crimes against the people. It's to ensure the rights of the people. And who gave us our rights, friends? The Declaration of Independence. Who? Our Creator. The Supreme Judge of the world. Divine Providence. Read your documents, friends. The state didn't give us privileges. No, we gave the state the right to represent we, the people, according to God's government, not their own created evolutionary theory. My goodness, friends, and I'm telling you, there's strength in this, and I can feel it. I can totally feel it. Going back to the radio show host, he didn't have much to say, friends. He had to go off theory. He had to go off of, he said, she said, when we had our conversation, which he was shut down at every turn there as well. But again, friends, we're not ruled by opinion in this country because we're not a democracy. We're ruled by God's moral law. Anything else that stands in that way is not law. It is null and void. Forget it not. Why should we listen? To repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why should we listen to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Because in the eyes of the American people, she has nothing to repent for. Again, in America's imagination, she feels that she's been delivered to do all of these abominations, which God delivered us from. America has simply forgotten that God, in his mercy, sacrificed his son for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2. And he did all this to set a people free from sin. John 8:36, Colossians 1:13. In the natural, let's say, case in point, did a high school in Nebraska. I'll give you this analogy right after the other side of the break. I'll never forget it. We're going to go over to the Vikings in Nebraska. And I'm going to talk about a father and a mother who lost their son, who was no longer there to spend the evenings and the sunsets go down on the horizons together any longer. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Again, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, don't be sheepish.
Bah.
Hopefully the spirit of this show produces just the exact opposite. The Lord makes the righteous bold as lions. The wicked flee when none pursueth. 1-866-233-0747. Now, concerning the conversation I had with this radio show host here in the state of Minnesota, it was one of the biggest, well, actually the biggest in the state of Minnesota. It's a WCCO radio station, and he wanted to pull me in on the radio, and he wanted to spank me. That didn't work out too well for him. And in saying that, I want you guys to understand that when I say we're not ruled by opinion, we're ruled by law. Listen carefully to the analogy that Jesus gives forth to those that, well, you can liken it unto a republic and to a democracy. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, if you look in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, the Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it."
Okay, and that's exactly what we're seeing today, because if you believe we're a democracy, well, you know what? The opinion of man rules. The mobocracy, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Right, and what's interesting to note here at the end of the scripture is, it was the Lord who said at the end of the scripture, And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes, which you were just talking about earlier.
Let it be written.
So let it be done.
Amen. Getting back to the topic of the conversation again we were having during the second segment there, friends, going to the testimonial. And I, what I did is I had set it up. I'll set it up for you one more time because I said America has forgotten then. In his mercy, that God, in his mercy, sacrificed his sons for this, his son for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2. And he did all of this to set a people free from sin because we know that the law doesn't give us a right to sin. No. There's consequence when we violate that law. But the point is, God, in his mercy, sacrificed his sins for the, his son for the sins of the world. I'm sorry. He sacrificed his son for the sins of the world. We were doing a high school assembly, and it was in Nebraska. I remember it had Vikings on the side of the school, and it was one of those old-time, you know, one of those little small towns, about, what, 1,500 people. And you've seen all these homes that were, like, built in the 40s, the 30s and the 40s. And I remember I was on the tour bus, and right before I did this assembly, I remember standing up on the tour bus, and I looked to my right, and I seen this house. I can see it right in my mind's eye right now. And I just pictured a father and a mother sitting on their porch as the sun went down without their son that never came back from the war. Because, you see, their son sacrificed himself, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, our founding documents, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. And the first thing that went through me was, you know, what that father and that mother were going through, knowing that their son never came back, and in many cases, daughters. Folks, just to take you back to the time of World War II, you have to keep in mind, friends, that they said that there, after World War II, that there was not a household in America that didn't feel loss. Now, in saying that, going back to the father and mother that lost their son on your behalf to give you the freedoms that you now have today, how would you treat that father and mother that sacrificed their sons on your behalf? Would you disrespect them? See, because the point is, friends, when you take this back to the natural, okay, where I'm at right now, and then you bring it over to the spiritual, keep in mind what I just did. I just gave you an analogy in the natural so you can a little bit understand what goes on in the spiritual. America has forgotten that God, in his mercy, sacrificed his son for the sins of the world. See, God sacrificed his son for us, friends. How are we treating the father that sent his son on the behalf of me and you? And keep in mind, he did all of this to set a people free from sin. See, what's happening here in this country, in truth, is that the American people have turned on their liberator only to fall into the pit which they themselves have dug through their purposed and willful acts of lawlessness. Scripture tells us in Jonah 2:8 that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. And you got to understand what that means. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Friends, when God in his mercy exposes the crimes, let's go to government, for example, and the church, for example. When he's exposing the heresies and the crimes of those that represent us and those that are sent by God to serve us, okay? When he exposes them for their crimes against his government, it's his mercy that he exposed them, and it's for the people to stand up and right the wrongs concerning those that are violating their positions. The church has no business teaching that homosexuality, which is an abomination in the sight of God, that it's to be acceptable. And neither is the government, and you can see the government fall in close pursuit behind the corrupt church. Are we supposed to tolerate this? No. We're supposed to throw this off, going to governments. Is it government's position to sanction the murder of the innocent babies in the womb to the equivalent of 4,000 a day? Folks, that's 18 states. That's the equivalency to 18 states since 1973. That's 57 million babies. Is that their purpose? No. And 78% of the American people profess their Christianity. They say they're born of the Spirit of God, yet they don't fight off the things that violate God's government. That is the purpose of the church. We're called to be the light of the world, and the light of the world, Ephesians 5, reproves the works of darkness. Let me take it again to the natural. Are we to throw off our founding documents in the face of tyranny? Or are we to throw off those that actually violate our founding documents, the Bible and the founding documents? Remember what George Washington rightly said, religion, the Christian religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. We, the people in this country, are the government, and we need to deal with corruption within this country. So we need to take the freedoms that we are still allotted because of God's mercy and command through God's commandments, actually enforce his laws against those that commit the crimes. That's how you preserve liberty, friends. What does it say about the Supreme Court chambers with Moses holding the two tablets, the moral law of God, Exodus 20? Justice, the guardian of liberty. Folks, you need to bring forth justice, but you can't bring forth justice until you first know his law. And out of a heart of gratitude, that's how you say thank you for what you have. You enforce the laws of our constitutional republic against any and every, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. Does this make sense? I hope it does. And I'm not speaking down at you, friends. I'm simply saying, put your feet upon that rock and see how much they want to commit crime. Put your feet down upon that rock and leave these hirelings and these whores in the pulpits that are opening the doors wide to the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. Until America comes together and brings forth justice. And the only way that's going to happen is through repentance before a just and a holy God. It's just not going to happen any other way. Going on here. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, a law which Christ fulfills through obedience, because our heart, we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. And also go over to Romans 7, 22 through 25, Christ fulfilling the law. Why? In order to liberate from sin, remember, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. In order to liberate from sin, Titus 3, 4, that you might be quickened by grace to be saved, Ephesians 2, 1, through faith and that not of yourselves, knowing that it is a gift from God, Ephesians 2, 8. So again, America is not at liberty to sin and expect to remain free. Try that in the natural. What happens if you break natural law, friends? Do you tell the cop what the deal is and tell him to just overlook your crimes? Do you tell the cop that, listen, I'm saved by grace through faith, not of myself. I'm not under the law anymore, sir. I'm under grace. When you speed, he's going to laugh at you. He's going to give you a ticket. And if you keep it up, you're going to go to jail. That's natural law. Again, America, you're not at liberty to break God's moral law. And remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Also, do remember, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Yes, that's scripture. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Yes, that's scripture, the New Testament. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yes, that's the New Testament. Yes, Jesus warned of hell 54 times. Throughout Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. But we don't fear hell, we fear God. We're not hellfire preachers here. It's unscriptural, friends. That's the consequence of those that do not repent before a just and a holy God. So America, don't be like those of old who failed to learn from his dash story of those who departed from the living God only to find out that he meant what he said. Again, for it is written, Psalm 119, verse 89. And I say, if you still want to remain in denial or remain obstinate towards God's word and feel that you need to tempt God through your willful transgressions, that means you're violating his moral law on purpose, do remember what Jesus said, the light of men. He said to those who refused his truth as he was walking to Calvary to be crucified with the cross on his back for the sins of the world, as he is the propitiation of the sins of the world. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned unto those that refused to hear his word and said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then he shall begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry tree? Folks, you have the light, and you still have the freedom to do the right things. And you still have time to repent, for God is a just and a holy God. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Now, folks might want to know exactly what does that mean when Jesus said if they do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? That means you had the light to know the difference and you had the power to right the wrongs and you did it not. For if you do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? What's going to happen when you lose all power and you have not the freedoms any longer, friends, to right the wrongs? You're still in a position where you do nothing more than complain. But shame on those that do nothing but stand down and complain when they should actually stand up and do. Because I know there's a lot of good people in this country where they still define the word Christian patriot. There's still plenty of them out there. And for those that want to hasten to God because they say there's nothing left that they can do, I want to tell you something. You hasten to the judge that's going to judge you for what you've left undone. And for all those that are talking about, oh, how you're going to be raptured by Jesus, I'll tell you what. I know and I understand that's all you want to do is be raptured from your responsibilities, but it's not going to fly on Judgment Day. Rest assured. America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. There's no excuses for complaining. When you run out of excuses, the only thing that you're going to bring forth is actually resolve. Let's get to that point in this country, yeah? Because I'm sick of those that do nothing but sit around and talk. And so is the younger generation, your posterity. They're tired of the talk. They're tired of watching their dads and their moms and their grandpas and their grandmas and their uncles and their aunts stand back and talk about big, bad, less than 1.7% of the population destroy 312 million people. Well, once the younger generation catches on to that, friends, just keep in mind, if you don't sow into the next generation, they're going to be there to curse you. And that's exactly what you're beginning to see. Why don't you go down in history as one that had honor and integrity and heart to actually right the wrongs? Why don't you stand up and actually realize, friends, the numbers that you're up against are laughable. They're a joke. You're being destroyed by less than 1.7% of the population. But as long as it gives you something to talk about it, I hope it makes you feel better. Because at length, if it goes no further than talk, the next generation will be destroyed. Enslaved. So again, why did Christ say these things? It was because the people received not the love of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. This is why the love of many waxeth cold, because there's no love in the equation. They don't look out for each other any longer in this country when they should. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And taking that over to Scripture, how the church should be looking out for each other. John 13:35. It tells us, by this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. Let me ask you something, friends. Where's the love? Where's the love for God? Because you can't say you love mankind until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what is the fulfilling of the law? To love your neighbor as yourself. Finally, the heart of the prophet, because what we're talking about right now is troubleshooters, the heart of the prophet. And we started off talking about how big companies in America will hire out troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove the obstacles that stand in the way of the growth, well, namely the growth of their businesses. And we can see in America today both the church and the government, which again merely reflect the people, what the people tolerate, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God. Folks, if you don't do something, remember this. Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? The heart of the prophet is to reform and to protect. And also keep in mind that them that are sent by Christ are not sent to tell the world that everything is all right. No, they are sent to slay sin. And again, America, you have time to repent. Deuteronomy 30:19, Hebrews 3:8. In verse 9.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, is you don't have to fall over the edge of the cliff. We have warnings in God's Word. We have warnings from history. We can see the signs that are going on. You don't have to wait for your destruction and have destruction happen before you learn the lesson. It's like this. I don't have to go stand out and get hit by a truck in order to experience something to know that that would not be a pleasant experience. So many times people say, well, you know, I just got to kind of try things out and this and that. Listen, if God's Word...
That's stupidity. That's foolishness.
Yeah, it's stupidity. And of course, if we follow God's Word, then we don't have to wait for the destruction to happen. If you look at our society as a whole, you were saying a whole bunch of stuff in the past, you know, time you were talking here. But if you look at society as a whole, first of all, look at what Christ did for us on the cross. The Bible says, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, even while we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us. Now, if we really loved the Lord, and not in the cheesy sense, if we truly loved the Lord, we would not step on that sacrifice.
No way.
We would honor that sacrifice. No. We would not look upon the Lord's commands in abhorrence. We would look upon, as David said, oh, thy law do I love. It is my meditation day and night.
And it's the least that I can do. It's my duty, says the New Testament.
And why did God give us this law? For our good. Why do you have rules for your children? Because you hate them? No,
well,
because you love them.
If you even asked a corrupt official that represents we the people again, even now in America, we would say, well, why do you have these laws? He would say, we have these laws for the good of the people.
That's right, and to preserve liberty.
Common sense.
And to keep people from destroying themselves. So if you look both in the spiritual and in the natural, if we love America, we're going to obey the laws of our land as they are in accordance with God's law
because
we love our country. If we love the Lord and we see his sacrifice and we're truly grateful, if you're truly grateful and thankful, first of all, it comes with an understanding of how sinful you are and where Christ took the spot on the cross where you should be. He died for your sins. So when you see that sacrifice and it's made luminous in your eyes and you really understand it, then you're going to live for what Christ died for. And then you're going to love others and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The fruit of it is a heart change when we look at that sacrifice, both in the natural, what the veterans have done for us, and the spiritual, what Christ has done for us. It's a good point when you're speaking of the prophets. Why did God send those prophets? Even though they brought forth a harsh word, even though they pointed the finger, even though Christ himself, people have such a mamby-pamby image of Christ in their mind.
Because they equate their church leaders to Christ, right, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, if you just take the time to read the Bible, I mean, look at Christ in the temple and he's overturning the money changers in the temple and how he spoke to people.
He's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
That's right.
So he's a man of war.
So you can't go to church on Sunday morning and say, well, this is how it is because we sing these sweet songs and blah, blah. Listen, read the Bible. We have to understand God gave us prophets because he loved. He gave his people
in the Bible,
and the nation opportunities to repent.
And Scripture tells us that when we believe the prophets, going back to the prophetic word which is written, friends, believe the word of the prophets and you shall be established.
Right.
What happens when you don't no longer believe? Believe is a verb. It's an action word. You adhere to and you hold it. You don't allow it to be moved. Just like we are as a republic, we are not movable because we're based off of principle, God's word, right? But once we begin to get away from that and we listen to the last five tyrants from the Oval Office tell us that we're a democracy when in fact we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic once again. Well, folks, you know what? We're no longer going to tolerate those. We're not going to have any more room to complain because we're not going to tolerate. I like that. No longer are we going to complain because no longer are we going to tolerate the crimes of those that receive their just powers from the consent of we the people, because I'm not consenting to them or empowering them to violate the laws that they swore to uphold. Not doing it, not going there. I want to tell you one more thing. William Blackstone, the commentary on the laws of England, helped establish common law in America. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. This is why you see the Mosaic Institution in all of the Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America.
And when you look at that Mosaic Institution and all the Ten Commandments, you think to yourself, oh man, if these men and women in office would just abide by that Mosaic Institution, it's inscribed everywhere. You go through Washington, D.C., it's on your monuments, on your money, everything.
Yes, tell the listeners about the cartoon from the 30s.
Oh, yes. Yes, we actually have a version of the Christmas Carol from the 1930s. And beforehand, they had this cartoon with all these little chipmunks. And this grandfather chipmunk was telling the little grandbaby chipmunks about men. He said, well, what are men? Because he was saying, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the chipmunks didn't know, the little baby ones, who men were. And he said, oh, those men, they were the most angry guys you ever saw. And this is during the war, too. So they showed two men fighting in the war, and they finally killed each other off. And he said, and that was the end of the last men. And then they opened up a book, and a book of the Bible.
The owl opened up a book.
And said, thou shalt not kill, he said. He said, sounds like a pretty good rule book to me. And he was going over, like, taking scriptures from the Bible. And so these little chipmunks, they rebuilt what the men had destroyed because they didn't take heed to God's word that said, thou shalt not kill, because everyone was killing each other during the 1930s and during the war. So when you look at that and you say, oh my goodness, the Lord's rules that he gives us are so simple that if we just follow them for our good, we'd find he who keeps the law, the Bible says, happy is he. People are looking for happiness. Find it in obedience.
And here's one more thing. In Isaiah 8:20, it says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Get away from them, professed churches, friends. You got hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.